5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on until 2 o'clock today, and we'll be ready to rock and roll, man. We're getting closer and closer to training camp, and more stories coming out with the Broncos and everything. So we're getting in that mode where we're starting to talk about, you know, loose predictions as far as how many wins are CSU going to have, how many wins are the Buffs going to have, how many wins are the Broncos going to have. We'll probably do one about the Bears pretty soon on Gel. And I guess I can tell you right now, we don't really know that much about the University of Northern Colorado. You know, we know a little bit. We know, like, Jacob Sermon should be a pretty good quarterback. We know that David Hogue's coming back and he's healthy. That's a stud defensive player. But we don't know that much about what Ed Lamb brings to the table. We know he has a pretty good resume. You know, what he did with Southern Utah, didn't they win it? They went to the playoffs.
Yep.
And then, of course, being with BYU as an assistant for a while, everything I heard was like he was very well thought of there at BYU.
He was the assistant.
Yeah, so I'm excited for him. He's got you guys had him on yesterday. He's got this just even keel attitude, man.
Yeah, he's very aware of the situation he's in, and he's also very confident in what he's done so far with his coaches and the players. I think they're in week 7 of 8 off-season summer workout programs, which is focused on conditioning and lifting and just getting stronger for these guys. But it's exciting. You're laying the foundation of that. You know, he's doing the same workouts as the players are, so you like that connection with the team. It's not coach and player. It's, hey, we're all doing this together. It's not, I'm trying to resurrect this thing as a coach. It's, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Every single person wearing UNC colors is pushing in the same direction.
Everything I've heard, too, is like, he's not really in on the NIL stuff. You know, the transfer portal, he's like, no, we want to get guys that want to be here now, and we want to find local guys that want to be here and be a part of something. So he's bringing a little bit of an old school philosophy in, maybe. But it's not like a bad old school philosophy.
Yeah,
that
makes
any sense.
I don't think he'll completely stay away from NIL and transfer portal in the future. I think I like where he's at, setting the base and the foundation of what this program is going to be in the future. And it starts with building a culture of pride and wanting to play for UNC and wanting to have success with this school.
Yeah, and his one of the big things he was talking about too was like, it's all about strength. It's all about, you know, as you said, lifting, getting stronger, getting bigger. And that is going to be something that he's going to be focused on for the next few years as he's trying to rebuild this program, really, that's never had any success, really, since becoming a Division I FCS team. I want to go back to this on the Buff side of things, too, Angel. We talked about this assistant Pac-12 coach and what he said. It feels like a lose-lose for Colorado with Coach Deion Sanders. Either he's going to be really good really fast and leave for another gig, which, looking at that roster, doesn't seem possible. The alternative is that they're going to be bad and they'll end up firing him in a big circus. It's all hard to tell. It's hard to separate the hype from reality. They're in on the portal, but they're also preaching this old-school work-hard-to-earn-everything mentality to their roster. I thought that little quote there was interesting. That was a knock. That was they're preaching this work-hard-for-everything, but we're quickly going to go out and grab a transfer real fast here. And again, the transfer portal should be used. I'm not knocking it at all. The Buffs have built their roster through the transfer portal. That is most of what we're seeing on this roster, are guys transferring into Boulder.
And in the first part of that, talking about it's either going to be a quick failure or a long or a brief success period, I think there is a middle ground in there where it takes a few years for them to get up to. Like, I've always looked at this Buffs team as get it in chunks. If you can get 4 wins this year, that's improvement. Regardless of what the national media is going to say, it's improvement from 1 loss. Year 2, I'd expect 6, 7, or 8 wins. Year 3 is when I expect you, when you have your freshmen now, they're juniors, They've developed. You have three classes under your belt now. You've developed your culture and your foundation. Now I expect you to compete for playoff spots and Pac-12 spots.
But has,
at that point, the playoff is at 12 teams.
Has the transfer portal changed that thinking, though? Because I'm with you. I used to always say, dude, it's got to be 2 to 3 years before you really... Now, you might get lucky. Bobo came in to CSU, and they went 7-6, 7-6, 7-6 his first 3 years. I'm not going to say lucky, but that, you know, those were McElwain's. Some of those were McElwain's guys. Has the transfer portal changed that now, where the pressure is on more to find instant success? Meaning I got to see a lot better than I saw the year before with your first year, and then next year, boom, I'm basically giving you a year and a half to get this thing right.
I think it's setting up that way. It determines on how successful they are. If they have a good season and other coaches and programs see, I can build my team in the portal and have success immediately, then they're going to do it.
Yeah.
If they don't have immediate success, not just as a team, but some of those individual players that transferred to CU for this, if they don't have success, coaches and programs will say, "Ah, see, that didn't work. We need to stick with what we're doing."
Patience, and again, I know the pro talk is different, but there's something to be said for patience, and the Nuggets were that team. I know. Nuggets, they're not dealing with recruiting and all that. They're dealing with millions of dollars that they can throw out. They're not battling NIL and all of those things. But the Nuggets could have easily just have fired Michael Malone and brought in another big head coach. They could have easily done that. They could have easily traded Jamal Murray, which I even thought maybe they should, and then brought in a Drew Holiday-type player or something like that, because we knew there was a rumor out there that they could have got a pretty significant player for Jamal. They stayed the course. They stayed patient. Some teams do that, and it bites them in the butt. CSU probably stayed with Mike Bobo a little. They gave him that contract extension after the 7 and 6 years, and then that kind of came back to bite him in the butt. He had some health issues to add to that, but it did come back to get him. UNC was patient with Ernest Collins Jr., maybe more out of necessity, like they had to. They weren't very patient with Ed McCaffrey. So we'll see what this looks like with Ed Lamb. But there is something to be said this day and age for get a guy in here that can really become this likable coach, good with players, can be hard on him when he needs to, but he's building a culture, because it takes a very long time to build a culture, especially if you've had a bad one. You know, I don't think Ernest Collins Jr. at UNC created a bad culture. I don't know that Ed McCaffrey... there's a debate there, because let me ask you this. When Ernest Collins Jr. was ultimately let go, how many stories of players coming out against him did we hear? That Ernest wasn't, we only cared about these guys. You didn't hear any weird stories.
Ernest,
you did with Ed McCaffrey.
His culture was good, but stagnant.
Yeah, he's smart. They were smart, good kids. You know, that was a goal of his. They would always have a good grade point average and all of that. And that was good, but...
They could never elevate that culture to the next step. McCaffrey took them 2 steps back.
Yeah, he took.
Now Lamb is taking 3, 4, 5, 6 steps at a time.
That's interesting. You think McCaffrey took them 2 steps back from where Ernest had this program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even, and it's not even just looking at the wins and losses, because what did they win last year? 3.
Ed, he may have had 6 total wins
last. Oh, in 2 years.
In his 2 years.
In his 2 seasons, seems about right.
Yeah,
but it wasn't just that. That we're talking about.
There was drama. There was
the nepotism. It was mm-hmm. all the dividing of the locker room. It was a lot
of communication, lack of care, frankly.
There were players that came out and said, he said he was going to talk to me and didn't talk to me. And then a lot of those stories came out. You didn't really get that with Ernest. Ernest isn't necessarily Ed McCaffrey, though, either. Ed McCaffrey gets a light shown on him that Ernest certainly didn't. Ed Lamb's going to get that same kind of luxury. There's not a lot of people talking about Ed Lamb. Not a lot of people in the state. Ed McCaffrey, they were in love with this guy. Denver media was in love with this guy. And then because I'll never forget, you know, Denver media, how's Ed doing up there? He's going to turn that thing around. I'm like, based on what?
What do they know?
I was excited when they hired him, I'll admit. Yes, but as we know, with how many times have I said this? The primetime hire is the Ed McCaffrey hire on monster steroids. Not saying Deion's on steroids, but that's what this was. You hired a big name. Now, this was UNC's version of a big name, is a big name in the state. CU's Pac-12. They can hire a big name nationally. They can. But that's what that move was. Now, what goes into it? will we hear stories at the end of the season about prime time and how this was bad and players didn't like this? Will we get some of that? Or is it truly what you see is what you're getting with prime time? Because with Ed McCaffrey, I think we can all agree it wasn't necessarily what you see is what you're getting. I'm not saying he was doing like really bad things, but
just wasn't doing things very well.
Right. And communication wasn't very good. And again, the door's always open, but the door's open, but you're not in your office. You know, there was that kind of thing. With prime time, are you going to get some of those stories after the fact? That's what I'm curious to see. Now, I disagree with the Pac-12, this Pac-12 anonymous assistant coach. I think that win or lose, I think Rick George and CU are in this for as long as they have committed. I don't see them firing him after two seasons of abysmal football.
If are they connected? That if Sanders goes, they go.
That all those players go?
The AD.
Maybe. I mean, you're going to get to the point where Rick George is, I mean, he's had some good hires outside of that. Tad Boyle continues to be a staple, but we all know what this is about. What have you done on the football side of things?
They're changing, you know, school policies, you know, financial things, all kinds of stuff have changed because of Deion. So that you have to face some of that. You have to shoulder some of that criticism or blame when
oh,
it does
yeah.
come.
Yeah, this was a swing for the fences. And if you don't connect and hit a grand slam here, you strike out and it's over. You just lost. Add more time onto the pitch clock, Rick George. No, there's no more time. 17 minutes after the hour, Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Let's talk a little Wyoming with him coming up next. They're trying to get in on all this NIL initiative stuff. They're creating it. So what does that all mean for the Cowboys? What have they been up to? I think they've kind of gone under the radar when it comes to the Mountain West. We'll catch up with Cody next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Enjoy Nuggets coverage year-round on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness.
Kind of dipping our toes into the football previews and everything, and I'm getting more and more excited. What did you take away from that, from Cody? You're kind of like thinking Wyoming might be pretty good.
Yeah, I was a little high on Wyoming last year. Obviously, I went up to Laramie for the UNC game, so I got a little experience of that area up there, and kind of it was cool. It was a cool little college football experience, so Wyoming's got a little more interest for me this year.
So would you say you're rooting
no.
for them?
But their defense sounds very impressive. We'll see how their offense evolves a little bit more. But, yeah, Wyoming may be pretty fun this year.
Nine returning starters on the defensive side of the ball, and a guy that that isn't a starter is Buck Coors, and he's a local guy, and we think he's going to...
What a name.
Oh, doesn't that just... Well, for Cody, Buck Coors... Like, I don't even think he hunts, but still, Buck Coors.
Buck Coors. That is pure hunter name right there.
That is a hunter's name. I hope he hunts. We got to get him on. Let's get Buck Coors on the show. I don't even know. So the process now has changed because NIL guys that I work with, I don't have to go through the school, but he's not an NIL guy with us. So we just reach out to the school and say, hey, how do we get this guy on? We'll figure it out. Shout out to Hikes Ace Hardware. They're veteran and locally owned. They're also Greeley's original hardware location since 1954. They got everything there. I mean, everything you're going to need for your do-it-yourself job, whatever, quick repairs. But what I love about them, and trust me, I know this, I'm an idiot when I go to these places. And if I go to a fellow idiot that works there and they're like, I don't know, let's go look together, shall we? And then we skip along the store for an hour and it's like, no, I don't have time. I mean, you're nice, but... Hikes is like, what do you need? Oh, perfect. That's aisle, whatever, blah, 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 boopity, bop, bam. Here it is. Explain to me what the situation is. Oh, okay, that's what you need. You need this and the restrictor plate and that and all that. That's Hikes Ace Hardware. They'll hook you up. They offer true customer service with one-on-one help as soon as you walk through the door. And if you're like me, when it comes to hardware places, yes, you definitely need that. Hikes Ace Hardware, 1722 9th Street in Greeley. I always get, like, really optimistic about all these teams, the ones we're going to because, I mean, beat writers will tell you they don't root. They'll tell you they don't root. Cody roots for Wyoming to win football games. If you're covering teams, it's much more entertaining if they're really good or really bad. And you don't root for middle of the road.
Most times, beat writers, they have some interest in the team.
Well,
like, it's hard to care and
right.
put effort into something to report about it. It's just, all right, a bunch of grown men hitting each other with football pads. All right, that happened. No, you got to have care about it. You got to care about the stories
you
of the
players.
You
care a little bit. You want them to win because if they win a lot, your stories are going to get clicked more. You know, nobody cares about a 4-win team.
Just, people will click on the drama, but
yes.
You don't like writing drama.
Right. You know, it's either you got to have drama, wins, or a lot of losses. The Rockies, mm-hmm. not going to get a lot of wins. Might as well go for 100. You know, for CU, as big as we're blowing this up, 4 or 5 wins isn't really going to be a winner for anybody. Because those that thought they were going to be awesome, 4 or 5. Those that thought they're going to be terrible, still 4 or 5, not bad. And then probably not a lot of drama in between because primetime ain't going anywhere. 970 texting in, Coach Prime will be the coach of the year. No worries about anyone getting fired.
National coach of the year, Pac-12 coach of the year.
Yeah,
what are
which
we talking
is it?
Here?
Which is it? How big? How big of a coach of a year is he going to be? 150 the time. What did we learn today? Coming up on the other side, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness.
Kind of dipping our toes into the football previews and everything, and I'm getting more and more excited. What did you take away from that, from Cody? You're kind of like thinking Wyoming might be pretty good.
Yeah, I was a little high on Wyoming last year. Obviously, I went up to Laramie for the UNC game, so I got a little experience of that area up there, and kind of it was cool. It was a cool little college football experience, so Wyoming's got a little more interest for me this year.
So would you say you're rooting
no.
for them?
But their defense sounds very impressive. We'll see how their offense evolves a little bit more. But, yeah, Wyoming may be pretty fun this year.
9 returning starters on the defensive side of the ball, and a guy that isn't a starter is Buck Coors, and he's a local guy, and we think he's going to...
What a name.
Oh, doesn't that just... Well, for Cody, Buck Coors... Like, I don't even think he hunts, but still, Buck Coors.
Buck Coors. That is pure hunter name right there.
That is a hunter's name. I hope he hunts. We got to get him on. Let's get Buck Coors on the show. I don't even know. So the process now has changed because NIL guys that I work with, I don't have to go through the school, but he's not an NIL guy with us. So we just reach out to the school and say, hey, how do we get this guy on? We'll figure it out. Shout out to Hikes Ace Hardware. They're veteran and locally owned. They're also Greeley's original hardware location since 1954. They got everything there. I mean, everything you're going to need for your do-it-yourself job, whatever, quick repairs. But what I love about them, and trust me, I know this, I'm an idiot when I go to these places. And if I go to a fellow idiot that works there and they're like, I don't know, let's go look together, shall we? And then we skip along the store for an hour and it's like, no, I don't have time. I mean, you're nice, but... Hikes is like, what do you need? Oh, perfect. That's aisle, whatever, blah, 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 boopity, bop, bam. Here it is. Explain to me what the situation is. Oh, okay, that's what you need. You need this and the restrictor plate and that and all that. That's Hikes Ace Hardware. They'll hook you up. They offer true customer service with one-on-one help as soon as you walk through the door. And if you're like me, when it comes to hardware places, yes, you definitely need that. Hikes Ace Hardware, 1722 9th Street in Greeley. I always get like, really optimistic about all these teams, the ones we're going to cover? Because, I mean, beat writers will tell you they don't root. They'll tell you they don't root. Cody roots for Wyoming to win football games. If you're covering teams, it's much more entertaining if they're really good or really bad. And you don't root for middle of the road.
Most times, beat writers, they have some interest in the team.
Well, like,
it's hard to care and put effort into something to report about it. It's just, it's just, all right, a bunch of grown men hitting each other with football pads. All right, that happened. No, you got to have care about it. You got to care about the stories.
You
of the
care
players.
A little bit. You want them to win because if they win a lot, your stories are going to get clicked more. You know, nobody cares about a 4-win team.
Just, people will click on the drama, but
yes.
You don't like writing drama.
Right. You know, it's either you got to have drama, wins, or a lot of losses. The Rockies, not going to get a lot of wins. Might as well go for 100. You know, for CU, as big as we're blowing this up, 4 or 5 wins isn't really going to be a winner for anybody. Because those that thought they were going to be awesome, 4 or 5. Those that thought they're going to be terrible, still 4 or 5, not bad. And then probably not a lot of drama in between because primetime ain't going anywhere. 970 texting in, Coach Prime will be the coach of the year. No worries about anyone getting fired.
National coach of the year, Pac-12 coach of the year.
Yeah, which is it? Here? Which is it? How big? How big of a coach of a year is he going to be? 150 the time. What did we learn today? Coming up on the other side, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
I learned today that we can still do a 3-hour show, even though this day is the worst day to be a sports fan, the 12th day of July, at least 2023, whatever it was last year, because there's nothing going on. There's no basketball. Well, there's summer league. There's no football. There's no baseball. There's no hockey. It's just us. And I learned that we can still float a 3-hour show, even though it's the most boring day in sports, in the sports world.
Yes.
And Tanner would argue and say, no, there's the thing going on in Birth It. That's not on TV. Is it on Fox 31? I don't know. What'd you learn today, Anjo?
I learned that MLB players need to just relax. Can't change the rules halfway through the game.
That's dumb. Sarah just texted, I heard the ESPYs were tonight. Does that count as anything?
No, but Nikola Jokic.
Oh, yeah.
Our MVP, our champion, is voted the NBA's best player.
By the ESPYs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that them trying to make up for screwing them over for the MVP?
I don't know, but it was a runaway vote.
Who's going to win the best team? Nuggets are in there. LSU's in there, the women's team. Georgia's in there, your guys.
It's either Georgia or Denver.
Georgia can't be honored for anything. They have a speeding problem.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Their players are speeding too much, and they're calling it an epidemic. Like,
can't handle success.
It's a speeding issue. Kirby Smart said, we have an issue, and it continues. Hey, players, sit down. Don't speed.
They're world champs, Brady. You can't tell me nothing.
Like, have you ever heard about this?
Yes.
Has this happened a lot? Like, we got an epidemic going on at the school. All the football players speed. They're in their cars going 80 miles an hour in a neighborhood.
I mean, as long as it's not the other speed.
Well, exactly. But why can't you just sit down with the guys and say, if you get a ticket, you're off the team.
You ever tell your kid to do something and say, hey, I don't want you to do this, and then your kid does it, and it's, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's the starting quarterback, you know? It's the best running back. Yeah, you'll be suspended unless you're good, and then we'll figure it out. We'll figure that out. All right, that's going to do it for us on a Wednesday. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Probably ramp up some more conversations about media days and the conference realignment and all that stuff. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Good night, Northern Colorado.